Xhaka. Brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's caught it. Shiro!
Starting with an attacking play on the second half, just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball, DJ Sticks passes, DJ Stones foul, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho, Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play and this is the VAR show!
No. You are catching the
VAR.
That's what they tried. That's what they tried.
We did it.
Yes, you are catching the V.
A-R
show right here on Active FM Radio has never been better. And trust me, we did a VAR check on that. And
we did.
It stands.
Mm-hmm.
It stands.
The call stands.
The call stands. You know, it's no penalty, no free kick, just a straight goal. You know,
it's in.
It's in.
We scored.
Never missing.
They are sure.
Yeah,
for
boy.
The win.
Hell yeah.
3 points.
You are listening to the host you can trust. The name you can trust.
Yeah.
Put it in what? I guess what?
What?
It will not rust. The one, the only DJ Stones. And with me over here?
Is your man on fleek?
Uh-huh.
Always slick.
Uh-huh.
Always ticks.
Uh-huh.
Always clicks.
Uh-huh.
DJ Sticks.
Whoa! Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have so much in store for you guys this week. You know, there's so much that we need to get into.
Oh,
you know, there's
so much.
Lingardo is back, you know.
What?
And there's so much we want to go through. But before we go into anything, we first have to drop it like it's hot. Drop it, Joey.
This is Given Illustrative Masilela. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
way to Ra-ta-ta-ta-ra.
Yep.
I know.
You know what?
I know something.
You do?
Yeah. People are about to enjoy their weekend.
Are they?
Yeah. Ask me why.
Why?
Ask me why one more time.
Why one more time?
Hell yeah. Because it is about to be a nice week of football.
Of course.
There's some nice games coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some nice games that are about to be on their screen.
Yeah, on the screen.
In front of them.
You know what? It's equivalent to a slice of bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is jam.
Hell yeah.
In the middle of it. Oh. You know why?
Why?
Because when you close it with the other slice.
Mm-hmm. Tell them what happened.
Then we say the sandwich is jam-packed.
Hell
exactly
yeah.
What we're going to experience this coming weekend.
So this weekend we're going to see some interesting fixtures, like the one and only Lingado and West Ham taking on Man City.
Oh, for real.
Aston Villa is making a trip all the way to Allen Road to take on Leeds United. And
ooh.
Leeds has been on an interesting form lately, you know.
Yeah, they are.
They've been on an interesting form, ups and downs, you know, winning 3-0 against Southampton. 1-0, like losing 1-0 to Wolves, losing 4-2 against Arsenal, winning 2-0 against Crystal Palace before losing 2-1 to Everton.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're taking on Aston Villa, who's also been on a very interesting form of their own, you know, losing 2-1 to Leicester City, losing 2-1 to Leicester City. Drawing against Aston Villa, beating Arsenal, losing to Lingado, West Ham, and beating Southampton. So they're both coming in, you know, fighting to keep into that mid-table.
Yeah.
Leeds at 35 points, Aston Villa at 36 points, you know. So whoever wins this, you know, climbs up the table. You know, everybody's now gunning down for that 7th and 8th position. The 6th, 7th and 8th position right now.
Europa
and the Confederations League, you know.
Hey.
Arsenal, we're watching you. Hey, we know it's your league, man.
They're going there.
You're going there.
They're aiming for it.
You're aiming for it.
I can see them.
Just get number 8, huh?
Done.
It's not hard. It's not hard. Just get number 8, you know, because we know City's going to win the City Cup. And between Liverpool, Man United, or City are going to win the FA Cup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes position 6 and 7 Europa positions. Then number 8, Arsenal. I'm telling you.
Right there.
Yeah, right there. Don't aim too high.
Right there. Gun for that cup.
You don't aim for any higher, you know.
No.
Just aim for there. You'll do fine. You'll do fine.
Yes.
Right? All you have to beat is between Liverpool, Everton, Aston Villa, Tottenham, Leeds. You know, if you can just get above those teams, you know,
yeah.
And hope they all have bad form. You know, you could maybe hit
just
Europa. Maybe Europa as well.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky, you know.
Yes.
I don't know how we diverged from speaking about a fixture to speaking about Arsenal.
I feel like we always come back to Arsenal.
Arsenal fans, I promise you, I really feel for y'all.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. That's the thing, you know.
It's not.
You know, and you guys are taking on Leicester City. As one of the biggest rivalry matches recorded in England is going to be taking place, and that's Chelsea versus Manchester United.
Big one.
Big one, you know.
Huge one.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and your men are going to be marching forward, you know.
Yeah.
Get us this victory. You know, Solskjaer says that he still believes that there is a chance for silverware for Man United winning the Premier League this season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though we are 10 points behind current league leaders. You know, there is still, because there is still enough match games to turn it over.
Plenty. Plenty. And this is the Premier League.
And this is, yeah, it is the Premier League after all, you know.
We know how it goes.
City could lose to West Ham.
They could.
They could. And if people think it's a joke, we lost to Sheffield United.
Just like that.
I think we do Bournemouth as well. Not Bournemouth, West Brom.
Mm.
You know. But City's upcoming games, you know, just coming out of beating Mönchengladbach back 2-0.
Yeah.
They're playing against West Ham, followed by Wolves. Then the Manchester Derby in 3 weeks' time, you know.
Oh, can I just say something? That derby,
no, you can't.
That derby will be a nice one. You know why?
Why?
Because we're both first place. We're both on top.
Yeah, no, so if we beat you, we just be making the gap between second and third bigger.
Yes.
You know, that's the plan. That's the plan.
Yes.
You know, and the Premier League is going to be on fire this coming week. Looking at the table real quick before we jump off to La Liga. Currently in first place is Manchester City with 59 points, followed by Manchester United with 49 points,
mm-hmm.
followed by Leicester City. Arsenal, actually, please beat Leicester City first.
Yeah, please.
I've never asked anything from you guys.
This is the first time.
So I actually want you guys to come close to the to your earphones, your whatever you're listening to.
This is a request.
And please do this for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a hard job. Yeah. Just beat Leicester City or just draw.
Please,
you know?
Just hold them back.
Just hold them
just
back.
Just get you know, get sent off if you have to.
You know, your guys did good against Benfica. You know,
you did. You did.
No, now take that spirit. You know, Aubameyang.
Yeah.
Aubameyang, bad man. You know.
Oh.
Aubameyang, my man. You know.
Oh.
Just get the ball and score, man. Hat trick. I can see it.
Right there.
You know, in the words of Phil Collins, I can feel it coming. Yeah, you know, it's coming.
I see Kasper Schmeichel picking the ball out of the net. From the net. Picking up the ball.
Yeah.
And telling Leicester players off because they messed up.
You know, it's the fifth goal that's coming today.
Yeah.
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 The reason being is Leicester City is at third place with 49 points. So they joined with Man United. So them losing or drawing would be good for United.
Very
but
good.
That's also if United beat Chelsea. You know, it all comes down to that.
Yeah.
United beating Thomas Tuchel's men, you know.
Thomas Tuchel.
Ooh. At fourth place. We're going to talk about this more in the next section, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At fourth place.
Is what?
Is David Moyes' West Ham.
No ways. Say that again.
45 points.
I did not hear that properly.
5 points higher than last year's league leaders, Liverpool.
The champions.
The defending champion. I don't think they're defending anymore, you know.
Yeah, I know.
The passing over champions.
Yes.
They're passing the torch over.
Yes.
Back to Man City, apparently.
Trophy.
Or United.
City.
No, all United.
Trophy passes Liverpool.
The trophy passes of 2020 to 2021, Liverpool, you know. At fifth place is Chelsea with 43 points.
Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea
is fifth place, currently in that comfortable Europa position. 3 points ahead of the people behind them, which is Liverpool at 40 points. Now, what is interesting here is both Aston Villa and Everton. So Everton is currently at 40 points, sitting at 7th, right?
Mm.
But they have 24 games, one less game than everyone above them. So meaning both Liverpool and Chelsea, right? So if they win that game at hand, they will actually go 3 points above Liverpool.
For real. So Merseyside will be blue.
Merseyside could be blue this season, you know. And maybe, you know, as we're teasing Arsenal about that 8th position, you know, it's getting very, very close.
It's heated.
You know, it's getting very close to Liverpool. Now, reason being, right, number 8 is Aston Villa with 36 points.
36 points.
Right?
Aston Villa.
And 2 games behind.
2 games in hand. A whole 2 games.
So that's a whole 6 points. That's what, 36, 37, 38, 39. 40, 41, 42.
42 points.
Putting them 2 points ahead of Liverpool.
Oh,
pushing
no.
And if these two teams have to win these games at hand, it would push Liverpool down to 8th place
of the Premier League. Former champions. 8th.
You know, this race for number...
This is crazy.
It's hectic, you
this
know?
Is, what?
So now the question is...
Oh,
I'd like to hear from, you know, the listeners. You know, do you think Liverpool will qualify for UEFA this season?
Oh.
You know, and it's not like the news is getting any better for Liverpool, you know. At the end of the last game, Henderson was limping out, you know. And you know it's a problem when your key defender is a midfielder. So Jordan Henderson is out for 2 months after undergoing surgery.
2 whole months.
2 whole months.
That's squad morale down. Because he is there.
But some good news for them. Captain. It looks like Diego Jota could be coming back.
Making a return.
Yep. So that would be nice.
But is he going to make a difference though? Because you look at their attack and it's...
You know, the problem now with Liverpool, the big problem with Liverpool right now, and I just want to say this, is that the attack, the creation is there.
Yes.
You know?
Chances are being created.
The chances are being created. The problem is the finishing. And when Diego Jota was there, he was being clinical. You know, he was finishing. Yeah. He was scoring.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. He is the clinical one.
And that's what they're needing. Because how do you come out of a match with 21 shots and no goals?
But you have Sadio Mane.
You know?
Salah. Man.
So it means that they've just not been clinical enough. They're not making the most with their opportunities.
But Salah is also the top goal scorer in the Premier League. He's sitting on 17.
Yeah, but that's all good and well when you haven't scored about, what, like 3-4...
Yeah,
he does have 4 games in your home match, you know?
And he does have like 6 pens.
Yeah, you know? Do you know who's second though?
Who?
The one, the only. The name you can trust. You put it in water, he probably score a goal from in the water.
Oh, okay. You know? Okay.
The only.
Who is that?
Bruno.
You lie.
Fernandes at 15.
You lie. When?
I'm not lying to you. Guys, I promise you I don't lie. The way he's making it sound is as if I'm lying.
You lie.
No. He's at 15. Do you know who's the second top assist?
KDB.
No.
No, okay.
No. It would be Jesse Lingard before KDB.
Okay.
The one, the only Bruno Fernandes at 10.
You so lie.
He looks like he's ready to conquer this league, you know. But before we go into another, you know, another music session, another jam, you know, some interesting UEFA Champions League happened this week.
Oh, yes.
You know,
we have to mention it.
We have to mention it, you know.
We have to mention it.
We're not going to even talk about Europa this week. Just focus on UEFA.
Yes.
Not because Man United drew. Actually, even though we drew, I watched some of the game. It was actually a good game.
It was.
You know. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer tried a lot of things, you know. Played around with formation, played around with players. I think Axel at one point was a midfielder.
Yeah.
You know? Axel was playing midfielding at one point because his defenders were Lindelof and Bailly. So, you know, he was trying out new things.
Yeah, but you guys did win the first leg 4-0.
4-0, yeah.
So there was no pressure.
Like, he took Bruno Fernandes out for Marcus Rashford and made Marcus Rashford play at that attacking midfield role, you know.
Okay.
And he still dominated the game. That's the interesting part.
Good for Man United.
So this week's matches were as followed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Atletico Madrid versus Chelsea.
Ooh.
Which ended up with a beautiful overhead kick by Olivier Giroud.
The one and only.
Yes, you know, he's the man, the myth himself, you know.
Olivier.
The one who was called a Fiat by Karim Benzema.
Ah. Olivier
then the second match, you know, I couldn't really watch this match fully because this was a slaughter, you know. It was bad. It was Lazio versus Bayern Munich.
Oh, yes.
It was crazy bad, you know.
Yeah.
4-1. Mm. And it's not even the goals-wise, like the domination of the match. It was just so one-sided, especially first half.
Wasn't fair. It just wasn't fair.
It looked bad. Like, you know, it looked like Lazio was out of their worth at one point.
Mm.
You know, and second half towards, like second half, they started building back their confidence,
yeah.
Getting a goal in,
mm-hmm.
You know, defending properly.
After that, yes.
You know, it became a bit better, but in the beginning, it looked like they were literally outclassed, you know.
Man.
And then the next game, you know, it was a bit sad for me to watch. And that was Atlanta versus Real Madrid. Now, Real Madrid won 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 10-man Atlanta side, who was forced not to play the usual style that they play. They had to play defensively because they got a red card in the 17th minute.
Mm.
So they had to now change how the squad was set up.
Yeah.
So, and we scored an 86-minute goal by Mendy, which was a brilliant goal out the box. Ball struck,
what?
You know.
Come on, with his weaker foot.
And it was great, you know, first goal for Real Madrid,
oh,
first European
nice.
Goal.
And he caught the sending off as well. He was the guy that they found.
That, he was the guy. Now, so after the sending off, I feel like it was a bit too harsh.
Yeah,
you know?
It was.
I feel like it was way too harsh. It was. It could have been a yellow card, you know. It wasn't a clear. He never stopped him from scoring a goal.
Yeah.
You know, he was going to cross. I believe he was going to cross.
Yeah. It's like you say as well. When they show the footage in slow motion, it tends to look more malicious.
But it's not even that. Like, even if it was how it looked, it's still not worthy of a red card, you know?
Yeah.
Because at that point, what they should be checking was, did he stop a clear goal opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you know, you beat the last man, he decides to slide tackle you from the back.
Yeah.
That's a red card.
That's a red card.
But now, in this case, he was not in the position to score. He was going to cross. He was more likely going to cross.
Mm.
Or at least slow down and pull back to try getting into a proper position. So I think it was a bit too harsh. But, you know, a win is a win, I guess. Man City, you know, playing against wow, I'm ready for this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Clutchback.
Yeah.
Again, Man City being Man City, you know.
Slaughtered them.
Outplaying them, you know. 61 rate of possession, you know. It was crazy. Coming out with 9 shots, just 2 clutchbacks, 3 shots, you know. It was an interesting game. It was an interesting game. Bernardo Silva, right?
Yes.
Bernardo Silva and Gabriel Jesus coming out.
Converting.
Goals, you know. Finally, Gabriel Jesus is scoring, you know. It's good to see. But that is it for this segment. You know, I want you guys to enjoy this music. Because when we come back,
yeah,
we'll be speaking about the man himself.
The man himself.
The man himself.
The man himself.
Enjoy.
Your love in me has set me on fire. This joy I feel brings me to life. Let songs of praise fall off my lips. These songs replay again and again.
Yeah. We are back. You know, it's time to talk about it.
To discuss.
It's time to talk about it.
A phenomenon.
Time to talk about it.
Amen.
It's time to talk. I feel like this is going to get annoying to people. It's time to talk about it.
He was once a boy, and then he became a man.
Uh-huh.
Because he went to London.
Hell yeah.
But now nothing's changed. He's still who he was.
Hell yeah.
It's just that now, he's Jesse Lingard.
I thought you were talking about David Moyes.
Oh.
I'm joking. Yes, Jesse Lingard joined in
the Hammers
themselves.
He's been a hammer.
It's been quite interesting, you know. Ugh. Now look, I know what's happening in the media, and it's about to sound the same here. Like we're making everything look like it's Jesse Lingard's like fault. Like he's the team has been working hard, and that's why we're gonna speak about Jesse Lingard. But we're mostly going to wanna focus on David Moyes, you know.
The brain
behind it. But it's interesting, you know. Reading articles about what Lingard has come out and said, you know, he's finally admitted, like, you know, he has been struggling in Man United, and this move to West Ham was very good for him. And now Leicester City is now interested in getting him in.
What?
You know? I don't know if it would be a good move.
Yeah.
But personally.
He has competition there.
Yeah, because now he's going to be, and it's not small for competition, you know, it's not that. Look, if he is the footballer we think he is, you know,
he'll manage.
But and maybe they can fit him in elsewhere because he can also play as a right mid and a right wing.
Yeah.
But his main position, his challenger would be Madison.
James Madison, yes.
You know, and I don't know about you. I'm not yet at that level where I'll think, you know, playing Madison over Jesse Lingard is smart, you know.
Yeah.
Lingard always takes first. Yeah, but it's quite interesting, you know. West Ham is also looking to try making it a permanent deal.
Oh, they should.
And they should,
they
right?
Should.
So.
What? You know, are you kidding
focusing me? Now on the person I really wanted to talk to, you know about me. You know me. I like the brains of stuff.
Tactical.
You know? I like tactical.
Very tactical. You know?
Huh. And we're looking at David Moyes, right? He's the Scottish international. He's been coaching for about like 2.83 years, so two years and a couple of months now. And that's basically like all coaching times put together.
Okay.
But he's been coaching for some time now.
Experienced man.
He's been coaching on for some time now, you know, studying in Preston. I hope I said it right. Preston in 1989.
For real?
Yep. Moving to Everton in 2002 as the manager. Managing Manchester United in 2013. Right, and that's all three of them. He never really did well, you know. He never really did too well, so that it was really, especially his Man United run was one of the worst runs that he's had.
Oh, he's had. Okay.
And then from then he stopped coaching for some time, and he went to work at UEFA as a match analyst, you know. And he did this from 2014 to 2016. Then moving to Spain, you know, and then he coached Real Sociedad.
For real? La Liga?
Yeah, La Liga. From 2014 to 2015, and then he went lower to Sunderland, where he got them relegated, and he was managing them from July 2016 to May 2017. From there, in November of 2017, he joined West Ham, and that's where he's been coaching ever since. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, I was watching videos and I was looking at, you know, comments and stuff, and people were not really too happy that
about
David Moyes, you know.
Yes.
People were like, yeah, this is not that Liverpool side, you know. They had their words about him.
Yeah.
And look at it now. He's actually doing well. His preferred position is 4-2-3-1.
Is he doing well? Fourth place for West Ham is not just well, my friend.
No, it's very great.
It is insane.
It's insanely well. I look at it and I'm like, you know what? He's improved and tactics are on par. You
what?
Know? Looking at what he's done, especially bringing in someone like Jesse Lingard.
What?
Now, I look at Lingard, right? And he's no Bruno Fernandes. He's no Kevin De Bruyne, you know.
Yeah.
I say those as like a joke and stuff. But he's proven himself. He's proven his worth.
That,
you know?
That boy.
He's literally connected. He's controlled the field. Him and someone like Declan Rice.
Yeah.
have brought up the best out of this team.
They have.
You know, the team chemistry that's flowing is very great. Mm-hmm. And I love that celebration they did, you know, in their last game where he they scored against Tottenham and then they all came together and acted like they were playing in a band.
Yeah, it was quite cool
to see. But, you know, one thing I liked about the way the way West Ham is playing right now is the whole counter football that they're doing, you know, absorbing pressure and then shooting out and having players like, you know, your Jesse Lingard,
deadly counter,
your James I hope I'm not butchering your name, don't sue me. Like, Jordan Brownwin, yes. And, you know, they've been really good, you know, and Antonio really bringing the finishing works out there, you know.
Beast.
And it's been very, very good to see. And the reason why I also wanted to pick this out, because, you know, it's a nice story, you know.
It is.
Of how a person who is just persistent, you know, fixing up where they got things wrong previously, finally, you know, is doing something big. And will they end up in a UEFA position? Honestly speaking, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Just me being honest.
Wait, which UEFA here? They might end up with one UEFA position.
No, I don't think, because they're currently, what, fourth?
Yeah.
And I think Chelsea's probably going to come take it from behind them.
And then Europa?
They could end up in Europa,
yes.
You know, which would be very, very cool. Because, you know, looking at their next few fixtures, you know, they have City, West Ham, they have City, Leeds, and Manchester United, followed by Arsenal, and then Wolves, then Leicester City.
So this is where they
need to at least, out of these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games, they need to at least win about 2.
Yeah.
If they can come out with the win against Leeds, Arsenal, and Wolves, they have a higher possibility.
Very high.
A very high possibility.
That's 9 points.
That's a whole 9 points, you know. If they fail to win any of these games, or at least draw half of these games, it puts them in a bad position.
Confederations Cup.
Confederations level even. Yep.
With Arsenal.
No. They're taking Arsenal out for that position.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so Arsenal's getting nothing.
No, Arsenal's getting nothing.
Okay.
There's Community Shield, you know, they seem to do well in those, you know.
How dare you?
No. Maybe they could win FA Cup. Never know. They did it last season, eh?
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they came out. They never came out in top six.
Mm.
But they won FA Cup and Community Shield, you know? The most prestigious trophy.
You can never forget that trophy.
Who wants a UEFA when you can have a Community Shield?
What? It's bigger.
And that is it from us here, you know, here at the VAR show, telling you, go get a Community Shield.
Go.
Better than a UEFA Champions League. If you're playing any FIFA career mode, not sponsored by the way, if you're playing any FIFA career mode out there, stop trying to get UEFA.
What are you doing?
Stop trying to get Europa.
What are you
doing? Stop trying to win Premier League. Win FA Cup and win Community Shield like Arsenal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sponsored by
the
VAR
Show! Signing out. Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
America, one nation under God. That's what we were called, but somehow we forgot. Repeating history, we keep nailing him to a cross. And sit to wondering, has anybody seen God? We're just a product of the Big Bang, you know. There's no reason for us, evolution tells us so. Guess survival of the fittest means that babies die. As if a little murder's gonna burden your life, it's why. God bless America. Okay, love, 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 love. Stop preaching about hell, can't offend anyone. Can't give them what they need, gotta give them what they want. We need butts in the seats and attendance up. Yeah, kids these days can't relate to Jesus. All that taking up your cross, start following me stuff. Now it's less about those in need. It's all about me, me, me. raised in the land of the free. You say I'm extreme, how dare you judge me? Search ancestry.com, go back 3 million years and we're all chimpanzees. These lives don't matter, does anyone? Only if they push the narrative, the media won. So police get the funny, and the streets overrun with kids who got participation trophies but never won it. Now they want something from you, and what can you do? 911 is out of service, no signal coming through. Don't believe what they say, cause the news is fake. You remember a purpose, you got a choice to make. Just to forgive us, Father God, we repent of our wickedness. Let the blood of Jesus wash away all the sinfulness. Only one truth is gonna save this nation, Jesus Christ, our firm foundation. America.